to Why We Can't Have.
This is Why We Can't Have
Nice Things.
Thank you, Larry.
Nice Things.
That will be the gift that keeps on giving. I don't know. I see stories like this, and it either makes me want to have a wedding quicker, or I don't know. Let's go to Grimes County, Texas, and a deputy there in Grimes County. I bet there's a spittoon sound somewhere. Is in trouble. This is in the Houston area, and this deputy is being investigated for allegedly stealing cash and gift cards from a wedding reception. Tony Clark and his new bride, Chelsea, discovered the theft after they reviewed surveillance video after, well, some of their guests didn't get thank you cards. And were those kind of people that bring up the fact that, hey, I didn't get a thank you card? Well, it actually worked out in this case as far as that gave him the tip. And it's like, you didn't get the thing? No, we didn't get the thing. Well, the deputy got the thing. Anyway, the deputy, unnamed at this point, working security off the clock at the wedding, has been placed on administrative leave. But is getting all sorts of amazing things at, like, Michael's, Hobby Lobby, and other such places that maybe people were registered for.
So if you have a meltdown at the DMV, life may continue to be difficult. I'm just saying, a certain woman did not appreciate the idea that she needed to show a birth certificate to drive.
Why do I need my birth certificate to get my license renewed? I was born!
Yeah.
I swear I was born! Mm-hmm. I'm standing right here! Am I not?
I don't know that driving is it's going to work out for her. I don't know that standing is either.
I was hoping maybe that that's when they took the picture for the driver's license when she was there.
I swear I was born!
Smile!
Jeez!
Well, it's good to have a car, certainly to be licensed, but sometimes you got to borrow it, okay? And this multi-state burglar recently used his girlfriend's car to, we'll do what burglars do, and that is commit thefts in the St. Louis area. Suspect was caught on surveillance cameras breaking into vehicles, but yet still needed to borrow one. He was identified as Brandon Lundmark. Officers got a search warrant and went to the girlfriend's house. And, of course, he's sleeping there on the couch underneath the cushions. All the stolen jewelry and other valuables. Brandon was on probation when he was arrested, and now he doesn't need a car at all. He won't be going anywhere.
Yeah, that's not going to make a good fiance. Porch pirates, some of the worst criminals in the world today. You know, they come in all sorts of shapes, sizes, and sexes, and even species, KB. A resident in Plattsburgh, New York, was not happy when someone helped themselves to $93 worth of pet food that had been delivered by Chewy.com.
Oh, I always wondered about this.
Yeah, now who could have done such a thing? Well, that would be a friendly neighborhood raccoon.
Oh.
Grabbed the package, tore it open, and created its own buffet.
There you go.
All this was captured on camera, the company promptly issuing a refund.
I give him that's finding opportunity and seizing it. Let's go to Karnataka, India, which I hear is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Never time of year. Over there, a doctor has been fired from the hospital that he doctored at because he and his fiance did a pre-wedding photo shoot.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, they're so in love.
I guess they'd call that engagement. I mean, well, you do, and then also the bridals and stuff. Well, it's hard to, as a doctor, find time to do this. So, of course, they did this photo shoot during one of his surgeries.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the authorities have taken action and dismissed the doctor. Yeah.
Ugh.
She married him because, you know why? He was a doctor. That's it.
You think Walmart's in the Westaplex just couldn't get any weirder? Well, West Brownsville, Pennsylvania, saying, hold my beer. Wesley Silva not pleased today about a new policy that is banning his pet. That would be his emotional support alligator. Jin Chiyoshi is a 5-foot-long gator that comes with him to Walmart, sits pretty in the cart, and even wears a dress. After 3 years, they now say, no, she can't be here. Walmart maintains alligators are not permitted inside their stores.
Yeah. What about the safety of the alligator with all the Walmart shoppers?
Yeah, there's that, right?
It is Alligator Awareness Day. And then finally, Dateline New Jersey here. And cops in New Jersey are looking for two folks that stole a Humpty Dumpty statue from a mini golf place last weekend. They ripped Humpty Dumpty off his wall and abandoned him a little bit later down the street. Yes, while they still search for the assailants, they will be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Aww.
Thank you. They still can't find out who and are trying to track down the people that stole them from the Ocean Putt Miniature Golf. But they'll bring in all the King's horses. All right, Larry, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, what else do you want to talk about? Okay.